Silence! We have been tasked by the mighty Carl to do the introduction to this episode.
Praise Carl!
Previously on the Legion of...
This Hulk Hogan is super dead.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, guys. Good job.
High five. But he does have what appears to be a glowing shard of something.
Yeah, let's leave that.
It hardly feels like it was worth it.
He's like, the heretic is dead. It's over. We can take back our palace. And they're like, you mean you could take back your palace, eh, General?
Rolls out.
Oh, what are you? Chicken? The door to your dimension or whatever future past bullshit
days
opens
of
up.
Future past?
Yes. Opens up, and you can see a concentrating truce breaker on the other side. He's like, alright, assholes, time to come home.
Is our duck there?
He's not visible, but you're in the middle of the crater.
Okay. Is there T-Rexes walking around?
No.
Thank God.
And behind him, you see the corpses of two T-Rexes, one of which is, like, his head has been turned into a bloody paste, and Leaf is still beating it in with the mace.
That's my kitty.
Episode 16 of the Legion of Renom, starring Winston as Lenny, praise him, praise him! Tony as Sebo, praise him, Sebo! Chris as Dragon Face, praise him! Andrew as Mazzetto, praise him! And now, to adventure!
Oh, alright, guys. This is pretty good. Also, Leaf, great job.
Alright, let's get done, Duckface.
We should probably get a rest in.
We should just go back to the boat. We have no reason for any to do anything
else. Yeah, we aren't going to pay for more, unless we want to go do hood rat shit in the city.
Real quick, I still have a jewelry box I never opened. I'd like to open that with my burglary kit.
Does he have to cast a spell?
Cast a...
He rolls a check.
Right.
Probably sleight of hand, I'd imagine.
So, yeah, what does burglary kit help me at all?
Because you're using... I think it's +2. I think
that's like nothing.
Well, here's the thing: you wouldn't have even been able to try if you didn't have the kit.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
The kit gets you. So just do roll and +5.
11. Is there anything stopping me from redoing it?
Yeah, you can just keep retrying.
Yep. Okay, over 20.
Over 9,000.
He's getting used to using them.
It's like, I'll have to use my tool.
So, Lenny Swift Hands opens the middle jewelry kit from the center of the fancy vanity and notices there's a fancy looking crown inside, a tiara.
I want it.
Sibo notices there's something magical about it.
Can he tell me that? Can you do an arcana check?
Start salivating?
If you take, like, an hour to, like, attune yourself with it, you'll learn its properties.
Okay.
Can you do that at the boat?
Yeah, or I was thinking...
Do it at the boat where we're not gonna, like, blow up and immolate ourselves.
Five T-Rexes.
It's so much T-Rexes.
I was thinking we could go to Rexville and sleep there, because I got a bunch of stuff to sell.
Okay.
Down the
Our marketing always takes forever.
Yeah, try and go fast.
We won't roleplay it this time, we'll just sell.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Alright, let me see if I can summarize this for you. Lenny sold his teeth and eyes of the T-Rex to Polymorphian pals. Mazzetto got some cash. Dragonface got some doge. Dragonface acquired bridle and bits for his duck, so he has to stop rolling those checks. I think that's everything. Back to it, then. and the party heads back to the penultimate space.
Where's Ulala?
Also, who's Representative Nyxa?
Yeah, I don't know.
Representative Nyxa is
the
from
magic guy.
Hmm? Oh yeah,
it's the magic guy, like the magic school.
Who does she represent?
Okay, because you guys were all laughing about him last night, and I'm like, oh gosh, I don't remember.
I actually just kind of remember. He had something to do with Tony when he was doing his thing. So, okay, go to penultimate.
So
is that Ulala walking around the headquarters?
Yeah, you see Ulala. She's outside. The corpses have been more or less cleaned up now. You notice Andre like put one on like the final card on his shoulder, and he's like blundering away right now, away from the town. And Rula's overseeing that, and she's like, "Oh, you guys are back. We sent a scouting party over to that."
Dinosaurs ate them. Hey, Dragonface, show her this thing.
Well, they're fine. Like, they're fine. It's just like there was just a crater there. We're sort of wondering what happened.
Oh, there was a portal, which is where all the other penultimates are.
What is all that nonsense going on? Like, we know the town was destroyed. We just didn't know.
We are telling you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me explain. Here is this guy. Holds up bloody head.
Oh shit.
We killed this guy.
Really easily.
Really easily. I can't believe you guys haven't done it already.
I cut down a chandelier rope and rode up to the ceiling.
We fist fought him.
This is 1v1.
So,
there was a bitch.
I think this tossed the head to her.
And she like catches it and she like and she steps on it.
Do you know this guy?
We're acquainted.
I think we're entitled to a reward of some sort.
I'm just drinking the reward.
Yeah. Well, we're like bounty hunters at this point.
Okay. I'm trying to think of something.
I'll take money.
I will also take money. Or a dragon potion.
Ooh, I had this.
We should stop at the potion shop and get another one.
Yeah, we should definitely get another one. We'll pay for that.
Yeah,
that thing probably costs so much
money. Yeah. We'll find out how much.
Oh, like thousands upon thousands of gold pieces.
They gave it to free for free, so I can't imagine they
for a billboard.
We'll just threaten them.
Let's threaten the people who can turn themselves into dragons.
All right. I was. All right, how about this? We use some sort of mind. Oh yeah, Andrew, you got that one control power.
It's command. No, command is not that complex.
Command. Yeah, give us a dragon potion.
That's too many words.
Word.
Give. Point.
Hey buddy, can I see that dragon potion? And he picks it up. Give.
Whatever.
We'll figure that out afterwards.
I don't even have the lawful it prepared anyway. Cleric isn't gonna assist you in.
Yeah,
grand
I'm not gonna.
Larceny.
So Dragon Face.
That would help us in our quest, though.
Dragon Face just wants money, huh? Okay.
I don't think we. No.
Lenny wants money too. I think we can arrange something. You've certainly taken care of a large thorn up my ass.
I pick up the skull that's been crushed, and I like wiggle it around, and be like, "Yeah, we helped."
Because I don't think. Oh, wait, what about a crossbow? Do they have a crossbow in their armory?
Crossbow? You got spears
why
already.
Why do
you keep asking?
Is it better about than my longbow?
You got awesome spears.
I don't
use
actually.
Those.
Oh, wait, I do.
Remember, you got them fucking yesterday.
No, I didn't. I put those back so I could get the.
The talking sword?
No, the trident. I don't have the talking sword. We'd be hearing that a lot if I got the talking sword.
Oh, okay. Well, did you want spears instead?
How much GP can I get?
Oh, maybe.
Because I'm kind of poor.
Okay, well.
100 GP.
You have one coin.
I have 21.
Oh. Two
there. Well,
before we go talk to whoever's working the armory right now.
Beforehand.
Is he Mexican? What about you two?
I'm fine with money. Unless some bizarre shit just rolled into the armory.
Yeah, did they get anything new?
You guys kind of don't. Your stock isn't very good, usually.
It's I feel like we could kill these guys.
Shit. Yeah, right? Because all they got is, like, short sword, long bow.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Alright, how much money?
How much cash for each?
Everyone, put down 200 GP each.
Oh, shit. I'll definitely take the cash.
How much is everyone at?
221.
388.
Shit.
He's still ahead of me.
Let's go back to
346.
The guys together.
We can Sibo open up like a CD and start investing.
He owns the tinsmith. He can make something out of that.
Yeah, I probably should check on that.
Let's go back to Polymorphian Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the adventuring crew...
Has it, like, evolved into a mall, like, two-level line out the door?
No, what appears to be the last customer is leaving Polymorphian Pals as they're getting ready to close up shop for the day, as it's pretty much going into night. It's
dusk.
It's dusk,
yeah. Twilight.
Twilight Princess. So everyone's, so the last customer left, and what's closing up is like, oh, it's you guys. Come on in.
I thought we just killed you by dropping a chandelier on you.
No, that wasn't me. Different voice.
Brother. Hey, pal. So, your business is great, and that dragon potion, holy crap. It helped us so much, and we gave you some great promotion because we had a 3-story-tall dragon with your name tattooed on his butt.
Yeah, those other T-Rexes really want to shop here now.
He does not hear that.
So, what can you do about getting us another dragon potion?
Well, tell you what, if you never ask me for anything ever again, I might be able to hook you up.
What kind of sponsorship is this?
Soul! We need our backup.
3.
Well, remember that eyeball you guys brought me earlier today?
Mm-hmm.
I made something out of it. He pulls out this giant gallon jug.
Oh, God.
What if we had another one?
Yeah, I imagine I picked up 2 dinosaur eyeballs. There's 2. Why would I only take 1?
The magical ingredients and time it took me to make this thing, it's probably worth a lot of money. So take this one. Be happy that, you know, I'm giving you this because it's kind of awesome.
Wait, is this a dinosaur potion or a...
Yeah, is it true? Could I sell the other eye?
You could sell the other eye.
All right. How much for it?
30. Took 30.
Okay.
I think I got like 6.
Yes, you did.
Did you... Wait, do you have a dragon potion for sale?
No!
For sale?
Yeah, but no. You got a potion.
For sale.
Alright, sure.
No,
what's how much is a dragon potion?
10,000 GP.
Shit. Yeah. Well, at least we got the dinosaur one. Who gets that one?
Whoever's holding
it. I grab
one. He had the eye.
Oh, yeah. He had the
dragon face, you got 20 gold.
Oh, sure.
All right.
What, the dinosaur level 20 gold? All right.
What am I going to do with it?
Okay, now I got dinosaur power.
Selling down the party.
I look much better riding a dinosaur than I do being one.
All right. I'm all about turning into weird animals. So. All right. So now I got 201 GP.
Dragonface is basically an animorph, let's be honest.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. You turned into a human at one point.
Yeah.
A dragon, now a dinosaur. Alright, let's go back to the boat and rest it up.
Yeah, mushing some fingers.
Alright, but we don't need to roll for duck facing, right? So we just...
Yeah, gallop onward, wary heroes.
How majestic are we?
Pretty majestic. Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, you're about a 6 or a 6.5.
Oh, man. Pretty... Even with the dragon skin on my coat?
You don't have any duck on
it. We are riding a duck.
I guess that's true. Can you illusion it to make it look like we're riding a dragon or something?
We should have bought some duck
armor. No, but I can give him a hat.
Okay.
Okay, I give him a top hat.
Best edition this evening.
Can you give him a monocle and a cigar? Too?
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, we're back at the
Krusty Seaman?
The Lenny boat.
The Krusty Seaman?
You're back at the Lenny boat. The Krusty Seaman.
Who wants to take a deep rest?
Yeah, I'll rest up.
Yep. Bob and Steve are like,
get some more money for us!
I'm gonna check in with my
gnomies.
Nope,
we didn't get any money.
I throw them each 2 GP.
After getting 200 GP.
I don't have to know that.
Guys, it was a slow mission. We lost Zao.
Oh, no.
I start to weep.
He was our favorite.
Mine, too?
Thought I was your favorite.
What was this ninja?
I don't know. I forgot his name.
We didn't even like this guy.
God, now that Justin's gone, this place is... Well, I guess there's still that gnome chick. Down.
Oh, you're going to sausage fest.
Yeah, this is major sausage fest.
Yeah, I'm going to go down and check with my gnomies.
Oh.
See if they've done any research.
All right.
I love that they're like our IT department.
Yeah, they're like our What is that? W?
I was thinking the crime lab from Law and Order.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Okay. So is no one else doing anything?
Well, I'd like to study my tiara.
I don't have anything to do. I'll do a long rest.
Okay, so I'll start with Sibo. We'll move to Letty. Dragon Face.
Long rest.
Long rest. Mazzetto.
Same.
Mourns the loss of Adjusta. Okay.
Do I hear crying coming from his cabin?
Weeping, yes. He's batting away his tears with his beard. It's a multi-purpose tool.
It's like windshield wipers.
So Sibo goes down below deck, and his gnomies have really set up shop. The under deck area is now a well-lit sort of velvet-like room.
Yeah.
It's covered wall-to-wall with tomes that you have no idea where they got them from.
Let's probably get it on.
Pocket dimensions. It's like, oh, Sibo, you're back. We've taken the liberty to make this place smell like less of death.
You gonna let them talk to you about your title?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's High King Sibo.
I only demand High King Sibo from people who aren't gnomes.
We have made some progress.
What do you get?
Alright.
I'm gonna talk in this voice because it's less hard on my throat.
So we've learned something. We've done some research on this island and its history, and we've learned something about who you call the Truce Breaker, formerly known as the Witch Hunter.
Vin Diesel. As again.
If it's fucking Vin Diesel, I'm gonna... shit.
Well, he can move really quick, and he gets really mad at Dragon Face, so he is fast and furious.
He's also a frog at this point.
Yeah. You know?
I assume if we kiss him, he'll turn into Vin Diesel.
Frog Diesel. Oh, man.
And if you kiss Vin Diesel, he turns into a charger. You got a write-up?
I got a tell-up.
Bullet notes.
Yeah, let me know.
Alright, so...
Let me know him.
Let me know him.
We found in this book, there appears to be a picture of him.
And they open it up, and it's like a guy. It's not any of these things, but they open up the book, this ancient-looking waterlogged tome, and it appears to be just like a guy. He's got short brown hair and an angry expression and like a goatee.
Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure what happened to him between then and now. But apparently he pissed off some powers that be, or something, because then he got the name Truce Breaker. We're not sure what the truce was, but he fucked some shit up.
Seems like such a nice guy.
Well then, Jesus Christ.
We keep using that as an expletive. Well, I don't know.
The canon, he exists in this world. High level cleric.
It's Mazzetto. Mazzetto is the second coming.
And that's all you got for me? He's just a fucker?
Took us a lot of reading, you know?
I know.
We already knew he was a fucker.
I mean, we worked a little harder, I feel like. We killed a dinosaur, we killed a pro wrestler.
Down, like a picture of his prior self?
Yes.
Man, you know...
Were you drawing it?
Yeah, I got paper.
How does the drawing look?
Accurate.
I was asking Dungeon Master.
Sibo draws like a Winston Rommel baby.
Well, this might be useful information, I suppose. He formerly, he's still a warlock at this point, but he worshipped some genie or something, which is sort of unusual. It
wasn't Shaq.
It was Kazam.
It was obviously Kazam.
He was a deity of the wind, a genie of the wind or something of that nature.
Oh, so he worshipped Tornado Pants McGee and then got turned into a frogman?
Yes.
All right.
So interesting. Whose side are we on at this point?
Our own.
Probably, oh, yeah, you're right.
We're going to give them the shards and then be like, hey, stab.
I assume that was always the plan, yes.
That's been the plan since episode, like, 2.
Since when we first met him and Chris tried to kill him.
I suggested we kill him.
Probably explode you with his brain.
Interesting. I'm going to, like, just take notes on all of this. Make sure that I have it on my person.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then I go up and take a babysit Lenny while he dicks around with the TR and take a long rest.
So Lenny's looking at this thing when Sibo enters.
What do you got, Lenny?
Some kind of tear?
Give it a run.
Like, put it on my head?
Yeah, give it a test drive.
I don't want to take off my hat.
Just
put it on top of my hat.
Do it.
I put it on, but my eyes are all closed and squinty.
Lenny attempts to put it on the top of his hat, but it has no effect.
Gosh, I take off my hat and put it on my head.
Yeah, you look like a girl.
Oh my god. Were you just waiting for it? Perfect. Okay. So Lenny puts this tiara on top of his head.
So how's that gnome village, Sibo?
It's correct.
Still a crater.
I don't know. Was the village, like, burned down and people murdered?
It's probably recoverable, but it's definitely charred.
Okay.
Anyway.
Supposed dragon men. Possibly dragon face. Possibly dragon arms. Possibly neither of them.
Or both of them. We don't know.
Yeah, they would have cut.
Good man.
That was our family reunion.
Yeah, competition. Who could kill one gnome?
Who knows what happened?
Alright.
Lenny Swift-Tens puts the tiara on top of his head and feels himself changing.
Oh no.
Pretty princess.
He grows short, gets red braids, and a gross dwarf tits.
I should have sold it.
And he finds himself to look exactly the same as he did that party night.
That's actually a pretty useful item, disguise wise.
Okay, I mean, I already have my disguise kit and all the potions.
That's true. But this one, you could be a real girl.
Alright, I take it off.
Lenny changes back.
Oh, thank God.
He finds his mustache has grown back as well.
Yes, I was going to ask. Alright, this is not what I wanted. I'll probably sell it next time. Sibo, your thoughts?
I don't know, it's pretty nifty.
Yeah, I'll sell it.
Good argument, Sibo. Fair argument.
And then I assume I hit my bunk for the rest of my long rest.
Sibo sleeps right under Dragonface, who farts several times.
And poops.
Oh.
And
poops.
Onto Sibo's head.
Right that you have poop under
face. I thought about hanging up Zao's sword on the wall, but I also want to carry it with me.
Are you soul holdings?
Okay. Yeah, I sold the not Zao sword.
Okay.
All right. Are we all rested?
Everyone is fully rested. Yay. So what's your next move, guys?
Waiting for what? I rubbed the orb. Fuck it.
Oh, it's Dragon Face. What a pleasure it is to talk to Dragon Face again.
I love how we gave him the orb. He just, like, rubs it, and he probably sees an image of Dragon Face, like, really close to it, with his eyes all poked out, like, is this working? Can you hear me?
It's like a parent using their webcam. Like, you just see their forehead.
Yeah, you just see their forehead, and it's like, hey, can you see me? Sweaty dragon forehead.
Hey, fuck face.
Hey, Dickless, how you doing?
You know what takes one to know one.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either.
Something tells me otherwise.
It's my favorite pairing. Because, like, I think in the end they're going to get together. It's like a romantic comedy.
Have you found the last shard yet?
Yes.
Where is it? Why didn't you call us first?
I didn't want to wake you up.
Go fuck yourself.
I also hate talking to you.
I hate looking at you.
Charming.
Well, where the fuck is it?
Okay, well, see, the last shard,
Oh my god, we're on the last shard.
The last shard is in the Endless Beach.
Where's that?
That place we were going to send you episode one to go die.
Oh yeah.
Well, good luck.
That's not very helpful. I say we dark up the sun and use our army of frogs to go help us look for it.
How are you going to do that, genius?
We'll figure something out. We've been pretty resourceful.
Figure something
so,
out.
Okay, so wait, hold on. So you're actually going to be helpful and try and find the shard by, like, using an army? That's probably actually not a completely stupid idea.
I came up with it.
I can help you out, I suppose. I am a powerful warlock.
Seemed like it worked out better than I hoped. But
alright. How long can you block out the sun?
And can you communicate with the frogs for us?
No, I'm pretty sure that's up to you, because they worship you as, like, their Jesuses.
That's true.
Which is a little weird, to be honest.
Alright, well, once you are ready...
Well, you don't know? You don't know how long you can block out the sun? Because I don't want them to get an hour out of the cave, then the sun to come down, and suddenly I gotta deal with a bunch of panicking fishmen.
Are you telling me that they're not expendable?
Not all of them. It would just be a waste of a journey to get there, and then a whole supply of fishmen army melt away.
I suppose. It's a lot of work.
You know what else is a lot of work? Getting four fucking crystals.
Dude!
I told you I can't do it myself, alright? You know what I mean.
What can't you do yourself?
He is offering a lot of help for this whole thing, though.
It's because we keep calling him.
Alright, well, I'll try and keep the sun off of you for a day.
One solid day.
Will that work?
Yeah, we have to traverse there and then back.
How controllable are these fishmen, though? They're gonna release them and then they're gonna go, like, rape and pillage.
Good.
I think they'll listen to us. Though.
Yeah, they listen to our god.
Because we promised them that we'd help them take over.
We don't need their whole army. We need, like, 20 dudes to help us.
We need the whole army.
Okay, well, Tony, which way do you want to go with it?
Well, if they worship us as gods, we could probably control them at night, and then just, like, at the end of the day, like, have them finish their job right as the sun rises, and then just get scared back underground.
That sounds fair.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Okay. Alright, let's run to the city second.
We have to go back to the fucking underground temple though.
But you remember there's, like,
it's a secret end. Let's just go to the sword. Yeah, alright, hop aboard
Duckface.
Convenient
duck Zelda tactics.
Quack.
Should we hop aboard Duckface? Yep. Mm-hmm, sure. Alright.
Who's coming with us? Should we bring Fishface?
We should...
I forget his name.
Namey.
That's right.
Who's Namey?
That was the fishman that we took. he's been working the boat.
I got
to run. Lenny Swifthands goes back to the boat.
Let's grab that dude.
And he goes to the darkest corner and sees Namey, like, in the corner, sort of in the fetal position. He's like, I hear the noises. I hear the noises.
he was the smartest of them.
I want to go with Lenny. When I see Namey, I go...
He's like...
It's time to... Go!
It's been a long time since you've seen the dude with the other owl. Half owl.
Yeah, I'm sure
while.
They'll be there.
Yeah, he's gotta be there.
And then they will be buried amongst fishmen.
They're not expecting an army of fish people.
I just want to see this army of, like, floppy, scaly, moist fishmen across the land.
Following behind Duckface. Alright. Clark, let's go to the... We're going to the secret entrance with Namey.
With Namey. Alright, so the group traverses. Namey's currently, I assume, under Swifthand's coat.
Yeah.
To cover him from the sun.
Yeah.
So the group traverses back to the east through the Drider Wood, and the Driders are like, what the fuck are you guys doing back?
Shut up!
So the group has to get off of Duckface and back.
Are we dropping the cats off at the boat?
Yeah. I think we'll leave
everyone. They should not be along for this
we'll
ride.
We'll leave everyone but Namey.
One last ride.
Just Namey's coming along.
So the Duckface Duckface is back at the entrance, and you run into a bunch of fishmen in the underground.
Oh, hey, I've been waiting for this for
they
so long.
They haven't. They appear to have been forthcoming your arrival, and they have built several statues in your honor.
Wait, which
one? All like strapped to the teeth.
What do they look like? Right. Do the statues look like us?
Vaguely.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
The dragon's face is obviously made out of poop.
Just as I wanted.
And they're like, we're so glad you're back! You bring us good tidings from Carl!
Yes, we do. And Carl wants you to go to war. Needs you to
finally! Go to war.
Now raise your gross, fishy voices and follow me into the shade!
I make sure that there is fireworks going on. It's erupt from the earth.
To Rexville!
No, to the beach, not to Rexville.
Dragon Priest is like, guys, come on this way.
Maybe we should take over Rexville first. They already have the mob with us.
If those freaking penitents weren't there, I'd say it'd be a good plan.
Basically, they seem pretty terrible. We could probably kill them with a fish arm.
They also have a two-headed giant.
They do have hair.
They're all persuasive. They also have been good to us the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, their armory is pretty much picked in now. Why do we want it?
Yeah, that's true. What's
the name of your dog?
Blubber.
Okay, I'm writing down all of our companions.
He's more of like a ship dog than my dog. He's like a dog for the ship to like eat mice and garbage.
That's the real Q-bert. Alright. I just wrote down everyone, including former crew members. So under me, there's Zao, Bob, Steve, Namie, Leaf. Oh, I guess you get Pickles. And Zao 2. Under Sibo, there's Q-bert, Nomies, Blubber, and Pickles. Under Mazzetto, there's Bondi. And under Dragon Face, there's Duckface.
Yeah.
Pretty good group.
Alright, so. There's more. Are we ready to march this army? Yeah. I call up our boy. Yes.
Are you ready? Preparations have been made on my end.
Oh, we've been ready.
Oh, Jesus. Activated! And believe we're doing this shit.
Oh,
okay.
And I hold out one of my arms towards the sun so they think I'm doing it.
True Springer hangs up and from far to the east, far to the west, you see a magical cloud emerge.
Our rival would not be down with what's happening.
Yeah, tornado pants can't do shit.
You see a magical cloud emerge from the power of some area to the west. And the sun is blotted out, and the controllers are like, praise Carl! And fucking start running. So I suggest
Can I just like crowd surf on these people?
Yeah, why not?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm standing on my feet, like literally surfing across these people.
Oh no, and I'm leading Duckface, leading this crowd to the beach.
Dragonface is like Captain Morgan on Duckface. Is like
no, like more like George Washington on that painting.
Yeah,
with the dragon.
All right, fan
Winston Fanart.
Crossing the duck face.
Yeah.
You know, like duck face. Like, yeah, you know that.
Crossing the Delaware, as I said. Yes. Crossing the duck face.
It's pretty good.
I like it.
Pretty good. Okay. So, this massive mob of fishmen is all going fucking nuts all and like, start making their way to the east. You come across the familiar faces like, hello, travelers. And the fucking Futama's just steamroll the beehives, what's remaining. He's like, no!
And now I got these sticky, gross honey covered.
But I assume you guys don't give a shit.
Nope, don't.
I don't
care. Keep walking.
I don't want a pity roll.
armies.
I figure we're just going too fast to even be able to catch up with
them. We wouldn't be able to stop this crowd if we tried. Yeah,
so we kind of have to be with them to, like, stop them if we have to.
Yeah. So these, this group of crazy fishmen plows westward past past Nick Cage, past the Cliffs of Insanity, until you finally reach what appears to be the beginning of a desert. At the very edge of this desert appears to be, from what you can tell, a small village.
Oh, we're plowing.
Oh, no.
Rain!
Gosh.
As far as you can tell, this place is, like, populated completely with defenseless dwarves.
No!
They're like, Lodge, get in your homes! And everyone just, like, scrambles to go inside.
Wait, is this where I was trying to trick him to go? It was a dwarven village.
A real defenseless dwarven village.
Hey, Mazzetto, look what he tried to make me do!
Lenny, you do care.
Where he's like, oh no!
So these fishmen are like swarming around these houses, but like they don't, they're not big enough to actually crush them or anything. So they're like moving past the through the village into the desert. They're just like, where are the people who want us to murder it?
Not them. Keep going.
Them.
Hey, dwarf guys, do you have any advice for this endless desert?
They're too scared. They're like, ah!
I'm gonna, like, minor illusion up an image of the shard. Right?
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, find the holy artifact!
The first one who finds it gets a free pizza!
A free pizza?
Yes. We're starting a booking program.
Good plan. Calm the desert! Court! Or calm the desert!
We ain't found shit! I think I'm gonna, like, just lean against one of these huts, kick my feet up, and just chill until I come back.
Sure, you don't wanna follow him?
I follow. I'm
I'll go with the group that seems the most likely to find shit. The ones that are slightly less insane than the other.
Follow the Kutoa sorcerers and the bear trap guys.
Yeah.
All right. Lamy's leaving the pack. And he's like, yeah.
I'll go with them.
Like, and like Mad Max.
I can hear the voices.
Mad Max style, like guitars are playing in the background. All right.
What so you got your fishmen combed the desert from end to end, and you move further westward. On the horizon, you see a large mountain, basically center east. As you move closer towards it, you see another line of
son of a
soldiers. They appear to be frogmen. Bullywogs. And standing atop the mountain, you hear a voice. Well, hey there, Swift Hands!
Well, hey there, no coat!
Fuck you! I lost a finger, you bitch!
How did you... We got a blitzkrieg this.
She's like, get off! And the four guys are like.
Real quick.
Yeah.
How much? I want to know a history check of the Bollywogs.
Okay, go ahead.
They probably live, like, off the coast or something.
I feel like this other team is not doing very well for El Ryford, though.
Not really.
They haven't gotten any.
Murdered by our
10.
Okay, you know that Bullywogs are nasty, brutish, and wet. Have an armor class of 15, and Sibo love nothing more than lording over those who trespass on their territory.
So I don't know their religion?
You do not know their religion.
Could I ask Sibo or Mazzetto their religion?
Okay.
A religion check, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 20.
Yeah,
19.
The Bullywug follow no organized religion, as far as you can tell.
They're much more sane than
what we got going on.
So we've got the good ones.
Well, I was hoping to scare them with a giant illusion of their own god.
No, they're much more chilled out.
They're like,
well, what if we
scare them with a giant fishman?
Yeah, we.
How about
we
just make them with the clubs of the giant fishman army and just feed them to death?
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah. Yep. Wait. Where is Kenny or Kimmy in relation?
Oh my god, there's something I have to do. I summon up an image of the fucking bird man.
Bring him to me!
That's his rival.
Yeah,
he wants to personally kill him.
Oh my god.
I thought we were fighting Sibo!
Is he here?
Yeah, he's totally there. He's on the mountain with Kimmy.
Oh, is he like behind this army?
Yeah, they're like behind this army.
Oh my god, I'm going for him.
He used to be one of my gnomes, correct?
Not one of your gnomes. He was a gnome.
Oh, so okay. He's a heretic.
He doesn't believe.
Can I shoot him with a longbow?
They're way too fucking far away right now.
They're like on a mountain.
There's an army of frogmen and fishmen. Right,
well, we better step back.
There's a solar eclipse is happening.
I'm gonna metal. Get in the fray. I gotta kill some Bullywug.
Yeah. Should I turn into a T-Rex and crush them?
You could like just chop them.
That's the coolest shit I've ever heard.
I drink it.
Dragon face turns into T-Rex. He's like, his arms stay the same size though, but the rest of him grows.
I'm gonna need a picture of this.
We got giant siege engine T-Rexes with duck faces coming at this.
Fucking duck faces eating a bunch of frog. And then dragon arms like,
count me!
Fucking dragon arms drinks a potion himself.
Oh, I fucking knew it.
He turns him into a giant serpent monster.
As soon as you did, I'm like, he's just going to match him.
Damn it.
That's hilarious. It's okay, it makes it a better metal album cover.
It's just all the shit that's happening right now. Okay, alright.
So how are we gonna handle this?
This shit is way too chaotic to do 200 different.
Roll a d20, 11 and higher, we win.
Okay,
we should make like a track of 5 and like it starts in the middle. If we get higher than a 10, it moves our direction. If it goes lower than a 10, it moves down.
Okay.
That's some metal shit right there.
Alright, I'm going to be rolling for...
And that's just like the tide of battle.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be rolling for...
Heroescape.
Okay.
play a match of Heroescape to see if it works.
Okay, 1d20.
Which is starting to look more...
For the Kutura Army. Mm-hmm. I want you to roll that seatbelt.
Okay.
You roll extra d20 for Duck Face.
Okay.
And
me.
And you, of course. And both Lenny and Mazzetta roll d20s. I'm re-rolling d20s for the four and the frog army. So you guys have an advantage because you have duck bait.
So do I roll a die for myself as well? Or just for the army?
Yes,
Okay. I'm going to be the blue die.
I got to... Or what do I add to dinosaur
it's just,
powers?
It's just going
to
be straight.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So it's like fate. Right,
so 10, 10 and below, or is it... no, it's 10 and below is...
It moves down towards them. 10 and up, it moves up towards a...
Okay, this is this here's the tide of battle right here.
Okay.
Alright, so we're just gonna take turns.
I got a 14 from me.
Glad I got
okay,
all these
so
fancy
14.
Swords.
So what do you do with your 14?
Well, I have to fight Dragon Arms.
Yeah, he has to fight Dragon
Arms. So you clash, you come together clashing. In the middle, knocking a bunch of Bullywugs and fishermen out of the way, and you clash in the middle.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But you hit him a little bit harder, so he kind of shifts a little.
Yeah, because I got a 14. That's
and he's
it,
like,
so. I think if I win, okay, hear me out on this, we can cut this out. If I win a battle against Dragon Arms, then we get an extra, like, 2 onto whatever we roll for a general battle.
I think just if one of us gets a success, it moves our way.
Yeah.
If one of them gets a success, it moves their way. Yeah. If we get a failure, it doesn't move.
Okay. That's fine.
And if they get a failure, it doesn't move.
Alright, fair enough. Go for it. Alright, I gotta win.
Okay. I'm going to be rolling for Dragon Hop, so... You gotta lose.
So he's staggered by your might.
No.
Just headbutt.
If they lose, it doesn't move. If we win, it moves.
Oh, okay.
But I won. I got a 14.
Is that a what to play here?
I'll spend my time tending the injured
fisherman.
He's playing Battlefield Medic.
Yeah.
I got the 18.
Okay. I don't think I'm gonna make it! You say some reassuring words.
Shut up and take the bandage.
Stop being a bitch. Take it.
Alright, I'm going to roll for Kyojin, who's probably going to be doing something similar.
What is that?
18. I moves back. He's like, you can do it, Lodge. And they're like, okay.
I got a 13.
Ooh. All right, it moves further towards the mountain.
What are you doing? 13.
I throw my voice to sound like Kimmy's dad and say, I'm really disappointed in you. And when she turns around, I take the dagger out of her hand.
It's a right in this morale. 14, okay, it moves back, and Kimmy's like, you're a lipstick bitch!
Oh no.
Tony, you're up.
Okay, let's see, what am I gonna do?
My god's voices are clashing!
So, fucking, I'm up with the fucker, right?
Are you with Sigmund?
Well, he's like on the mountain right now.
He's like on the mountain, yeah.
I'm surfing on top of Kuato. Yeah.
The baddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna... How far away from him am I?
You're about... Probably around 60 to 70... No, even further than that. You're probably around 100 feet.
100 feet from him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Tony going, bring him to me!
Bloodthirsty SIBO is best SIBO.
Like this guy is so far really done nothing.
So I'm gonna drop like a huge thunder wave bomb into the Bullywork forces.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
And that just like blows them back, body parts fly.
Okay, so cool.
I do poorly, so they kind of are able to see a couple move out of the way.
So the thunder hits them, but all it makes them do is like hop
and twitch. Okay,
yeah.
We're fine.
Okay. So then
Sigmund's like, oh no, I'm rolling for Sigmund.
Okay. Yeah.
Or yeah, Sigmund's like, Bird Facts! Oh, that's 11. No.
What did that do?
Okay, he tells his forces a rousing group of bird fans. They're spurred on because they want to get away far away from this.
We gotta go for the Kuotoa forces.
Oh, right, yeah.
Let's see, what should they do? They're just gonna, like, they're just gonna going nuts. They're like just charging them and like ruthlessly.
Oh, they're flipping out.
Yeah. So they hit the bullywogs with unbelievable force that they haven't seen in years from an opposing army.
You know what I'm eating tonight? Frog's legs!
Okay, well now it's dragon.
I think it's
bullywogs. Oh, yeah, the bullywogs get a chance.
Oh, that's a 10.
Right.
Bullywogs, like.
Well, this isn't good.
Is it getting flubbed to death?
Alright, dragon face rolls. Gets a 14.
What are you doing?
Oh, I've beaten the shit out of dragon arms still. Like, chomping at his, like, serpent tail.
Dragon arms rolls. 18. Shit. He's like, one trident's better than two!
Alright, duck face is up. There's no counter for duck face. Not that he does anything useful.
Duckface quacks and he's like choking on a bully log. He's like,
good.
I want like really hard metal music playing in the background.
The final world.
As a cleric, I'll assure them their god is helping
them. not very assuring.
We don't believe in your god. We don't vote weirds.
Not Andrew goes.
Andrew face. Alright, Kyojin is like, I can do better than that.
He couldn't.
He didn't. He got two.
The bullywogs are like, don't you know we don't worship anyone? We just established that.
Continue. use some pimp slaps, Kimmy.
I was going to take her hat off her head. I know it would make
you're
me
way
mad.
You're too far away from Kimmy right now.
Yeah,
oh, but I took the dagger from her. That was my move last time was to distract her.
We
by
kind of assumed that he like
voice.
Zipped
I'm
through
okay.
the crowd.
I'm okay.
Like,
yeah, I'm okay with him and Kimmy having a duel on the mountain.
Okay, him and him. Him and Kimmy are slap fighting right now. Go ahead.
And so I like kick her in the shin and take that pirate hat off her head and put it on top of my 18.
Ooh, and he does it good.
Yeah. This is her poor shin.
So I just feel bad, like murdering
her. Oh, she got a 3.
I do it really well.
She's like crying now. Yeah. Girl
Why
tears.
You do that? How are you doing it, Robbie? This whole time, nothing wrong.
Nah, she stole your orb, for one thing. Yeah, alright, Tony, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna get one of the strongest of the Kuwato to throw me towards the mountain, and then I'm gonna cast Lightning Lure to pull Sigmund off the mountain so that we meet in the middle and I grapple him in the air to fall to the ground to beat the shit out of him.
Oh my gosh.
With your little gnome fists?
Yes, with my little gnome fists. I don't succeed. I'm thrown towards the mountain and just completely miss the spell.
No. Like, the Kuwatoa throws you, but it's only a Kuwatoa. So, like,
guys.
Fastball special. So, it's only Kuwatoa, so it, like, throws you 2 feet in the air.
I'm the strongest of my people!
You train!
Alright,
Sigmund's like,
alright, bitch!
10.
Nope.
Bird facts are lame! Watch outside! Eat a dick!
Alright, for our forces.
Oh, yes.
Don't mess it up.
17.
They going crazy!
Okay, so I'm assuming that they've, like, gotten the first taste of blood. So now they're, like, really going nuts. They're, like, foaming from the mouth.
Alright, Clark, you roll for the frog people.
Yeah, frog people are like, oh fuck, dude, these guys weren't safe.
8.
Oh, they're really,
oh my god.
They're really bitching out at this point.
Why am I such a terrible
the bully ones are getting crushed.
Yeah. Hey, Kimmy, you should pick the less sucky army.
Dragon Fist rolls an 18. So he is just like, he's just pounding this dude in with his head, like into the ground, and also his little hands are punching him.
Got big head, little arms.
Alright, roll for
dragon arms. Serpentine. So Dragon Arms, like, gets free of you pounding him, and he's like, wraps around you with his big, scaly serpent body. He's like, makes a Godzilla noise. He's right.
For our advantage for Duckface.
Sounds like Birdman.
And Birdman.
Duckface is really not doing well.
Duckface is still choking.
Once we reach the end of the track, we have to make another round of just how we finish it off.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
For sure. All right. Andrew, if we get to the end of the round, they can still
I'll
come
use
back.
Sacred Flame and Spiritual Weapon to assist the ones in the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well played. I'll
burn some people to death with radiant energy.
There's just kick-ass clouds above the whole thing, too, and lightning shots going on.
Yeah.
Blood splattering everywhere.
There's a serpent fighting a T-Rex in the middle of it.
So metal.
So I was planning on just doing like a pencil sketch per episode, but I think this is like an oil painting over 4 canvases.
Oh, yeah.
On a wall in some fucking holy temple somewhere.
No, painted on the side of a fan.
Yes!
And,
oh yeah, 100%.
At the center of it, I'm going to have the creation of Dragon Face.
It's a trident. He's touching it.
And his truth breaker was like handing him the trident.
That's pretty good. Alright, I'm gonna roll for Kyojin, who's gonna be like, WALL OF FIRE! That's not a good roll. Oh! Kyojin summons up a wall of flames!
Lenny,
your move.
Wait,
It's
been, oh, I'm playing?
Yeah,
right,
it's just gonna cut the
Alright,
so, I imagine we're having, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean style sword fight now.
Yeah, are you using Zeus Katana?
I guess, yeah, why not? I don't actually have to use it.
No, you don't have to, but you should, because it's a katana.
And I start, like, pushing my way towards a cliff in the distance, like,
off
with her
the edge
back
of
the
mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Death Mountain.
Go for it. Five. Not very successful.
I'm imagining this mountain is just like a huge peak with just a platform big enough for them to stand on top of.
No, you don't go back.
Only if you move.
Oh, okay, only if they win.
Yeah, only if they win.
Kimmy's fencing with Lenny. She's like, you never really did know how to use a sword. That's a 10, so nothing happens.
Still nothing happens. You guys are just not doing great. Alright, Tony.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna get closer to the mountain. I'm assuming by shooting various spells at bullywugs to clear space. And then I'm gonna try to lightning lure him again.
You're mine, Birdman!
18. Oh, yeah. His he ass is coming up. Off that mountain. Just so you know, lightning lure is like a lightning bolt that wraps around them and then I pull it.
Oh, Jesus!
I thought it was like
so it like zips them off the like, mountain.
Like getting electrocuted, so I think it's pulled off the mountain.
You know what they say about flying types? Thunder super effective.
So, so
his body goes careening down this rocky hill and just.
So bird person and Sibo are like flying towards each other right now, and he's like, not so fast, bitch. And he rolls a 9, so
he's just tumbling.
So he just falls. No,
it stays.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Our forces.
Yeah,
Tony.
Frogmans and fishmans.
Oh, they're still just going fucking crazy.
Yes, they are.
They've been doing most of the work.
They feel like the bullywogs met them and they're like, oh no, they're much more strong. It's like a big blender.
It's like they're fighting like some psychopath. Like, you can't just fight this dude. Yeah. Like, he's gonna go fucking crazy.
Like, they're completely insane and these guys are like completely nuts.
Right,
we care about aristocracy. We're gonna kill you.
Let's see what they do. Maybe they rally their forces.
Go ahead.
All right. So the frogmen are being pushed against a wall right now. Let's see. Oh, 16.
They do get back.
So they with a mighty croak of frogmen's push against the fishmen's.
Like, their second win. They're like, so many men have fallen. Be strong.
All right. I'm rolling for Dragon Quest. Not a great round.
What did you try to do, though?
I tried to bite him, but just completely missed. And he moved his, like, serpent-y head around mine.
His life finds a way.
Yeah. Alright, go for Dragon Arms. Usually I win those, so this is kind of disappointing.
What happens? He got 4.
So we're just not doing great.
So just
he tries to like wrap around my neck, but like doesn't. I just pull it out.
It's like in Smash Bros. Where everybody's dodging instead of hitting.
All right, I'm rolling for Duck Face, who finally did something useful. It's just plowing through them at this point.
He gives up on biting, so he's just like
no, he's gonna plow. Like he shoves his beak into the ground.
Like a snowman.
Exactly. All right, so we are like right on the cusp right now.
And if we win, we have to another round.
Andrew, you're up.
I cast Calm Emotions on the tightest group I see.
Ooh.
They're not calm.
They're freaking the fuck out right now. They're like, fresh ass!
Alright, Clark for the... For, anti-angry.
Kyojin's like, I'm gonna make everyone angry! And he doesn't win either.
Winston, your turn.
We're the best Clark.
Oh yeah!
12!
Oh, we are on the border. It has to be something good that would, like, impact the whole battle.
Yeah, couldn't, like, edge
like,
to the
like, pushing Kimmy off the edge.
Or pushing her right to
the edge. Oh, yeah, she can't die.
We haven't won yet. We have one more.
That's true.
Give her a good shoulder tackle and pull the sword from her hand.
Ooh, that's good.
She's wobbling on the precipice of the mountain.
Exactly what I was
overlooking
thinking.
The jagged rocks of the coast.
And I kind of give her like a sheepish grin and struggle holding the sword.
Getting his strongest foot ready to kick her off the edge.
Kimmy is like, plays your emotion card.
Oh no, no!
I don't have them.
So she's like, hey, remember all the good times we had? And then she kicks you in the nuts and takes her sword back.
Damn.
Tony.
Are we back now?
We already moved back.
I moved it back.
Cool. We were on the edge.
Let's see. So I'm going to get on top of Sigmund and just start hammering his face. Not even using magic, just beating him with my fist.
Fuck you!
Unfortunately, I'm a weak gnome, so it's more like slapping.
He's like little gnomey fists.
Yeah, he's taking you, stupid bird man.
I want that to be so
bad.
Oh,
Oh, he's just taking it.
Yeah, he's just taking it.
Like a bitch.
He's like, oh, I thought we were friends. All
right, Tony for our group.
Okay. They're going to try like a flanking maneuver.
They're very unorganized,
so it's kind of just like...
They flank into each other in the middle.
Clark.
All right, the Bullywogs are going to be... They're going to do something. They're going to fuck some shit up. And they do!
Oh, shit!
They're gonna stab with their little pikes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
They're going for their ankles.
Not on my watch!
Who picks up a horde of them in his mouth and throws them at the serpent.
He's got
like, sticks in his eyes at this point. Alright, roll for him.
Alright, he's like, frogs!
Oh, but he like grabs him back, all of them in midair with his serpent body, and just flings them back at you.
That didn't work well. Duckface, do something useful. He did not. Duckface is like getting tired from that.
Yeah, Duckface
is eating too many bully ones at this point. He's getting tired.
Take care of them.
We should have brought the cats.
Andrew, yeah, we should have brought the cats. Or Sal.
Old too? Person on Kyojin, so he can't help.
Oh, good. Yeah. That should mean he can't even roll.
He's gonna roll.
He's gonna roll. He's gonna. Then, that's gonna be his roll to see if he breaks the.
Yeah. And then if he does break, he'll roll again. He does not.
No good. He's like, you're a traitor.
Is that?
No, I already pushed it.
Yeah, he skipped it.
If he had won the roll, he would have went back. As if nothing had happened.
10 close.
Nothing. They're just still sword fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing like really swifty like pirate shit.
I'm on the ground still, and it's not really graceful.
Ow!
I'm like pulling myself up, but it doesn't look great.
Clark, what's my balls?
But Kimmy.
All right, Kimmy. Oh, that's a 6.
Jesus, still sword fighting.
I don't want balls to kick, Lenny. Or do you? I mean, your dicks were taken.
Yeah, you probably have testicles.
Good right. Question.
Tony, what you gonna do to this guy?
I'm gonna cast Reduce on him so that I can better beat the shit out of him.
Does it so well. He should get to roll again for that.
We didn't take another 20. But I like reduce it, like I'm beating the shit out of him, and then I quickly cast the spell, and then he gets smaller, and he's like, why am I like getting the shit kicked out of me as his fists are getting bigger? And I'm just like basically beating the shit out of like something I could hold
like
in my
hand. Like a baby? You're like punching a baby to death.
He's like a little shitty bird man, though. That's not a baby.
Not a baby. Alright,
come on. Not here. A baby.
I'm saying bird facts are so dumb.
Oh no.
And he's like, wow, Steve-O, how will you fight so good in the air? And you're still holding on to him and he flies. So Steve-O's like holding on to his flying birdman and he's like trying to punch him still.
Yes!
Tony, for our forces.
Let's see. They took some damage last time, so now they're getting real pissed. But they did not do well. They're slightly distracted that they were even hurt in the first place.
Yeah. One of the commanding bullywogs yells, "Alpha maneuver!"
They don't know what that means!
Yeah, they have no idea what that means.
He's just so confused.
Alpha do something!
Dragon Face is like, got this thing against the wall with his teeth, just slamming it repeatedly
against the mountain.
Yeah.
Shaking boulders, falling off.
Yeah, just falling onto Winston and
killing
fighting
various bullywogs at the foot of the mountain.
A dragon on
shit
reverses it, and he's like, starts slapping
reversal
the mountain.
Right. Would we used to wrestle? Oh, Duckface, why do you suck so much?
Alright, Duckface is still sleeping.
Andrew?
I cast blindness on Kyoshi.
Okay, he's blinded in hell, so all I can hear is the battle. But he can't do anything or see it at all. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's
all he hears is...
He can't move. He's paralyzed.
Yeah, that guy's been, Andrew's been kicking the shit out of Kyojin.
Oh, okay. Well, Kyojin's gonna roll wisdom save.
Okay, so he's not blinded anymore. He shakes it off.
He can roll for something else.
Well, that counts as his roll.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't...
Yeah, he's free.
Because it moves back as if nothing happened.
Nothing.
Wait, it moves back. Well, no, it wouldn't move back because he was paralyzed.
He succeeded.
But it was,
he's really swift to his questions whether or not he actually has balls.
And I kind of pause.
Yeah, he's like, is that a phantom pain? Do I have testicles?
Go for it. For Kimmy.
Kimmy questions whether or not Lenny has balls. He's like, I thought his dick was taken. Wait, hold on a second.
Tony.
I'm going to try to rip off Sigmund's wings. I don't care how high we are on the ball.
I want this to
have feather
so
fall.
Bad.
Yes.
Yes!
I tear off his wings.
They are falling.
And I kind of throw him towards the ground. And then I cast Featherfall before I hit the ground.
So Sigmund was not flying with wings, he was flying by magical means, but
I tear his arms off.
Yeah, no, he's super hurt right now, so he's like, oh no!
Alright, clock for Sigmund if he can recover from that. He can't.
Oh! Sigmund lands to the earth.
Boom!
Yeah, like a big cloud of dust and dirt. And he's like, oh no!
Alright, come on, Tony, for the win.
I point at Sigmund and I direct my attention to the Kootor and I say, Boom!
It's
a one.
Oh.
So they don't even listen. They're in a blood fury.
Shut.
Oh no. I'm on bullywog and like, okay, let's have how about this bam maneuver.
Don't know what that is either.
This guy was like poorly trained at the academy. He just like rattles off letters and thinks that they're things. Everyone else is so confused.
And Dragon, oh, we are
the
over
finale.
The end.
You gotta give him the finale.
Oh, it's going big. So Dragonface grabs his dragon by his throat. Throws him in a circle, knocking all of the fucking frogs in a circle to the ground, because he's just dragging this thing down over the rocks, and then he throws the thing into the mountain, which causes an avalanche.
Yes.
Okay, how about you? What do you do to finish him off?
I cast Guiding Bolt right at Kyojin's beard.
Frying it!
No!
Knocking it from the precipice as it burns away from his skin.
He's more sad about his beard than dying.
My beard! Dumble, tumble, tumble, arms breaking.
Me and Kimmy are right on the edge of the cliff. Boulders are falling because of Dragon Face. And
who's like,
and as the boulder is coming, I look at her and I say, alright, I think we should break off and kick her off.
She's like, we already broke up, you ass!
Oh wait, damn, I had a better line. It was, those pants did make you look fat.
But she didn't
put
hear
in the
it.
Funnier one.
Also,
yes, I say that after.
It's like, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I should have taken like her money bag as I pushed her. Damn.
Tony, next how time. Do you end Sigmund?
I'm gonna just, how am I going to do this? I'm going to bring over Naimi, and I'm going to just hand Sigmund to Naimi, and Naimi is just going to go nuts, and, like, tear him to pieces and start eating him.
No, I got this. Naimi holds up Sigmund like he's, like, from the Lion King, like, just fucking in the air, and he's like, are you the god I heard so much about? He says destiny, and he just swallows him whole.
And then the rest of the Kuotoa forces are just gonna, because of the big sweeping motion that Dragon Face did with the body of Dragon Arms, they're just gonna like rout the rest of the Bullywugs and like just destroy them completely.
That was super metal.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got those frog people.
Doesn't matter. They're dead anyway.
Well, there's like 20 or so Kuotoa left of the massive underground force that you brought.
They'll be good enough to work the boat.
Read my mind.
Alright, well, so now we don't even know where the hell this shard is.
Yeah, search their bodies.
All of them.
All of them.
Alright, as I walk up.
I hope it's not on Kimmy.
Hold on, I walk up to Dragon Fate, or Dragon Armed, and I'm like, brother.
Okay. So as Dragon Face is walking towards Dragon Arms, he like slowly changes back to his gross dragon self. And like Dragon Arms is doing the same, he's getting smaller and less serpenty. So like
he's coughing up blood.
Yeah, shit. He's like crushed by rubble. He's like,
good prank, bro. This ain't no prank, bro. This is for stealing my girlfriend and sister.
Bites his throat, cuts it out with my own like teeth,
normal teeth. Normal
yeah,
teeth.
I mean, yeah. Normal dragon teeth.
Then search his body.
Okay. Dragon Arms is dead.
Long live Dragon Arms.
Dragon Arms is dead.
And the incestuous relationship between Dragon Face and Dragon Tits can go on.
Oh, God.
What have we done?
That's so gross.
It would have been Dragon Arms.
It was better be.
You find his one great trident.
Oh, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Giant trident.
And gross, dirty, poopy loincloth.
I leave that.
Oh, and the amulet of fire damage.
Oh, yeah, I want that.
Oh, that's pretty sick. That's gonna be really useful.
Oh, yeah, I can walk through the lava, apparently.
Yeah.
You can resist the damage of lava.
Yeah. Well, it's still good.
That's, like, half damage.
All right, Andy, you want to search your,
Hold on a second.
Oh, shit.
Namie is like... And then, like, he coughs out an amulet.
Okay, I want him to cough up Sigma. I'm using
point.
A plot point.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's like,
okay.
Sigma's like, oh, God!
Seagulls come and start pecking at him.
No, I thought you were my friends! The birds!
Oh, gosh, I thought you meant his corpse. He's still alive.
I just step on him.
Jesus Christ. Simo, this guy did nothing wrong to you besides being
annoying. Those bird facts are so goddamn lame! Also, I'm the only cool wizard.
The truth comes out.
Oh.
He has to be the only cool wizard.
He has to be the only cool wizard.
Sibo gets very upset when people see through his illusions. So when he did, he got pissed. Okay. I search his shitty feathers.
The only thing on him besides the bird, the gross vomit, is that amulet that Namie coughed up, which can see through minor illusions.
Okay, yep. Snag Ooh. That.
Yep, now we both got fancy amulets. Winston, what you gonna do?
Can we drop anything before I push her off?
You gotta walk all the way down.
So,
I was hoping to leave her death ambiguous because I sound like a psychopath if I kill her.
Lenny Swift Hands.
You don't want to step on her and have them eaten by their own friends?
The birds!
Oh, Lion King death. Mufasa just falls into a crowd.
Oh, I should have said the Honor of the King.
Oh, damn it, not again. She just said there.
I came up with four better lines after that one.
Luckily, we have a podcast that we can put in whatever we
want. No, Winston's got a limited.
In the end credits, just put in all my alternate lines.
We'll record a bunch of other lines.
Rest in pieces.
Hey, baby, I've fallen for you.
Oh, that was even better.
Alright, so.
It was on the rocks from the beginning.
Lenny Swifthands walks down the mountain to hopefully find a corpse, but doesn't.
Oh, shit. We're gonna
Is there any loot?
There are footprints running very quickly to the west.
I was hoping that she just left loot.
Yeah, well, I'm
You see
okay.
a broken loot on the ground.
Damn it, she knows that wordplay gets me.
I'm okay with one of them surviving. It seems kind of...
Yeah.
Like,
I just wish I got some treasure.
Kyojin is still bound, right? Or
he knocked him off the mountain, and he just like tumbled to pretty much dead.
Did Kyojin die? Oh yeah, with the beard. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
his beard burnt up.
I think that just destroys his like sanity. Like he's not dead. I feel like it would just like
he just
kill himself.
All right, are you gonna search Kyojin?
Oh, he should plead Andrew for death.
What? Are you gonna look for him?
Please make him plead Andrew
for
death.
Yeah, Clark, can we make him plead Andrew for death after his beard died?
And Mizzetto finds Kyojin bleeding out, head bashed by a rock. And he's like, Oh, this is how it ends, lad. My beard's gone, but at least I'm dying with the rocks like a good dwarf would.
Heretic, this will show you that you shouldn't put ornaments in your beards. And then I cast Sacred Flame on him. And
oh, God!
Do you look at the fire?
No.
Walk away.
Cue music.
Okay. Yeah, Kieran is super dead.
Okay. Until we got no loot.
Can I use a plot point to get loot?
Yeah, there's a broken loot on the ground.
Ah, never mind.
Yeah. Watch your workplace.
Okay, well, I call him Truthbreaker. Look what we did!
Oh, good. There's a bunch of dead things. Yeah, we're super surprising, Dragon Face. You're really pushing against the grain this time.
Where the hell is the cube or the orb or whatever you. The shard.
The shard. The shard, stupid idiot.
The cube?
The cube. Yeah, from Avengers. Whatever.
The Tesseract. Did you not find? I told you I only know the vague location.
We just had a battle in the desert and it was not here.
It's probably with Kimmy.
Yeah, I'm sure Kimmy snagged it. Let's go murder that bitch.
You think Duckface would be able to catch her?
Well, I think we can just follow the footsteps next time on.
No. You can't. You can't on yet. One of the coots come up. It's like,
oh god, oh shit.
Holding up the shard like a Zelda.
Oh my god. Zelda.
He's like, give me that pizza!
Illusion something, Tony.
I a minor illusion some pizza, but it has like a pair of bird wings on it and it's flying away.
Alright.
Give me the shard and you get the pizza.
No, he's like chasing after. He's like, pizza! I want the pizza!
I wanted to ask him where he found it, but I don't think I'm getting an answer.
In the middle of my soul.
Okay, so we got the shard.
Okay.
Solid.
And then I'm gonna have the pizza fly off into the. As the cloud recedes. As the sun's rising slowly. No! And all you see is this crazy ass Kuatoa running into the distance chasing this ethereal pizza.
That's going on D&D quote sticker that context right there.
That could be a season finale right there.
Oh my god, that was great.
Oh man.
I'll be cutting it there because I
think still
really good
have
ending.
One epic battle left, champions.
We'll
find out next week on Thank you for listening to the Legion of Renob, episode 16. If you want to listen to more, go to the website at legionofrenob.com. If you want to email us, it's legionofrenob@gmail.com. And also, if you want to kill a bird person who likes bird facts, go to our Twitter, @LegionOfRenob. Oh, crew. It's been a pleasure. All my kin are dead. Whatever.
I hate to say it, but
yeah. Not to be contradictory, but it's very metal.